Next door to Iran is Afghanistan, where thousands of newly deployed U.S. troops are fanning out across the country. Their main objective is to defeat the Taliban rebels. But for many Afghans, the more pressing daily concern is government corruption. The World's Aaron Schachter has one man's view of the problem.
Nassim Sharifi had it good. He'd returned to Afghanistan from the U.S. to start a few businesses in his hometown of Kandahar. The most successful was the country's first ever billboard company. That gave him some cash to open a coffee shop, then a newspaper. All in all, Sharifi's businesses employ more than 100 people in Kandahar and Kabul. But he and his family don't live in Afghanistan anymore. I meet Sharifi in Dubai at the Atlantis Hotel. That's a new $1.5 billion resort, a world away from Kandahar. Western music spills out from the Lebanese restaurant. We sit near the shark tank and waterfall. Sharifi tells me why he's here.
It had to do with some threat calls, particularly with people within the Karzai administration. People that work in, whether it's Kandahar or elsewhere in the country, are eventually pressed to a point where they have to leave the country or join the criminals.
Sharifi hints at ways he's protected himself from assassination. No details, and he won't name names. He says friends of his, also in Dubai, get calls every now and then from the people they've fled. Sharifi says it's sad and ironic that with the Taliban occasionally at the gates of Kandahar, it's corruption that is driving away some of Afghanistan's best talent.
Businessmen, media people, intellectual people, professionals of different fields. I think Afghanistan is not only brain drained, I believe it's brain dead right now.
Sharifi calls corrupt officials the criminals and says they are not especially sophisticated, but rather effective. They run protection rackets and shake down local business owners, and on occasion steal businesses outright. I ask Sharifi why he thinks the U.S. and Canada, whose troops are in Kandahar, don't intervene, and he says it's a local issue. Afghans have to take charge and stop the cycle of thievery.
The more needy you keep people, the more compelled they are, the more they will run back to you asking for things. Up to date, the public is the servant of the government. The day that they decide and the policy changes, from that day on, we can only count on better days and improvements.
We are just rebuilding a country. We are rebuilding our institutions. There are problems with corruption at various levels. But it's not like, you know, that the president and the government is just sitting idle and letting the corruption thrive.
That's Humayun Hamidzada, spokesman for the government of President Hamid Karzai.
In order to deal with the corruption, then you have to have a program for it. And the president has a program for it based on more than a year's of work by a committee headed by the Chief Justice, where they actually went ministry by ministry, department by department in the government.
But analysts say that committee is a little like letting the fox watch the hen house. By most measures, corruption is widespread in Afghanistan. Last year, the group Transparency International ranked the country as one of the most corrupt in the world. Presidential elections are scheduled for August, and some observers say President Karzai will only get serious about tackling corruption if things start looking bad for his re-election campaign. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Dubai.
Our geo-quiz and more news still to come. This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.